to either continuing or furthering or doing completely different? Or even if you even thought about it. And then my follow-up question is what are you going to do to make sure that that becomes a reality? And what are you willing to do? The story this morning that we're going to read about, we've hinted around it. We've been reading around these stories of Christmas, and we've continued it a little bit longer than the traditional December 25th, but it's the story of the Magi. There's no accident that we sang We Three Kings as our first song. If it's interesting that there's a lot of history and stories around the Magi, and most of them cannot be substantiated. Like I was reading this weekend about this guy that found this 8th century manuscript that he translated, and they suspect the manuscript's a copy of a 2nd century manuscript, and it's a story about the Magi. And it turns out that this is possibly where much of the folklore of the three wise men, and I use that term probably inaccurately because we have no idea if there were 3 or 20 wise men that showed up. We know that they arrived, and it's very possible what it traditionally has transpired over the years around the Magi is conjecture, things that have been passed on. What we know about the arrival of these strange individuals, not on the birthday of Jesus Christ, mind you, but sometime afterward. We don't even know exactly how much longer. We suspect, based upon the stories within the story that they arrive, that it was within one birth up to 2 years. But we don't know exactly. And yet there's something about their arrival, I believe, that is very influential for us. And I find it interesting that these men of unknown origins were guided by this light in the sky. And it led them to a very unexpected place. And they came to unexpected people. And they discovered the unexpected purposes of God that they were invited to be participants within. And I believe that story of the Magi is very pertinent for us. And I believe that what God revealed to them is very, applicable to 2020. We'll go with that. I was looking for a fancier word. But how do we get there? Like, how does the story of the Magi even relate to where we're at right now, January 5th, 2020? And it's around the word that the church historically has put into the story of the Magi, and it's that word epiphany. Like, when we think of hear the word epiphany, what comes to mind? Like, if we could meme the word epiphany, what might a meme look like, or an image that captures that word? Like a light bulb turning on. Yeah, it's like, ta-da! I've arrived! Ah, eureka! Well, that's not quite it. Maybe. What else? Yes, Nadia. Ooh, like explosions of like, we got it? Or are we thinking like,